The city of Philadelphia is deciding what's next for a building known as the Roundhouse. It's a stunning structure on 7th and Ray Streets. It served as headquarters for the Philadelphia Police Department for more than six decades. Some people want to see the building preserved because of its unique architectural features, but others see it as a symbol of police abuse and violence and want to see it torn down. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has been following the fate of the Roundhouse in this first of a two-part series, or in the first of this two-part series. We explored what makes this building's design special. But today, we'll hear from people who have a painful relationship with the Roundhouse and what they'd like to see happen to it. WHYY's Aaron Moselle takes it from here.
Khalid Talib has agreed to meet me in front of the Roundhouse, but when he crosses the street, he freezes. He stares at the building, speechless.
I haven't been in front of this building, like looking at it, you know, since I walked out of here. So I kind of like went back to that time frame and that mindset of feeling like I just got treated like trash.
It was 2018, and Talib had spent the last dozen or so hours in a basement holding cell after being arrested for driving under the influence, a charge that didn't stick. As he was leaving, Talib says he got emotional as he glanced at a statue fastened to the back steps of the building.
A police holding a child, protecting the community. And I remember looking at that statue and being very upset, like, this is a farce. You know, you're perpetrating a fraud. It's not really how you are. Like, it's more totalitarian than welcoming.
These kinds of experiences are well-documented and well-known. In the 70s, reporters exposed dozens of cases of physical and emotional abuse that people suffered at the hands of officers while they were detained at the Roundhouse. In the late 80s and early 90s, homicide detectives used coercion to obtain a number of false confessions. There are also documented cases of police holding witnesses for hours when there was no probable cause to support their detention inside the building. Talib is a food delivery driver and was frequently pulled over while on the road. He was held at the Roundhouse a total of seven times over the course of 15 years, all on low-level charges, none of which led to a conviction. On one occasion, Talib says officers took him on a reckless ride before locking him up, then sent him a chilling message when he spoke up about it.
When I get down here, when I'm telling these people, like, yo, you're being crazy, he says to me, I would rather put a bullet in your head than do paperwork. And needless to say, I shut up.
He was never physically abused by police, but says he did witness officers punching other suspects when they thought someone was acting out of line. He says none of what he experienced aligned with the idea of innocent until proven guilty. Instead, he says he felt like property.
Chattel. You know, if I could put it in one word. You know, it was like we were just commodities. It was just like the cells are like storage units.
Azure D. Hargrove can relate. She was detained at the Roundhouse on three separate occasions in connection to domestic issues between her and an ex-wife. She was never convicted. The first time Hargrove was arrested, she spent nearly an entire day in a holding cell. She says her arthritis made it painful to wait all that time.
You have a steel bed, a steel bed. A hard metal bed with no cushioning whatsoever. So you're not even really treated as a human being. You're treated as an object, as a number, and as a detainee.
Because of this history, some people want to see the Roundhouse disappear, demolished and replaced with a new structure. One of them is Reuben Jones, executive director of Frontline Dads, an anti-violence nonprofit. He says he's heard too many stories of brutality and neglect from the men and women his group works with.
Yeah, I think they didn't rebuild the Twin Towers for a reason. Like, we don't always have to be tied to the past. You can let the past be what it was and build towards a brighter future. And especially when we're talking about a place that represents so much hurt.
But despite her experiences inside the building, Hargrove doesn't want to see the Roundhouse torn down. She's an activist and resource coordinator and would rather see the current building repurposed, perhaps as a place that offers homeless services.
Even housing some of them maybe in here, some emergency housing, services for Asian community that's close by, children's servicing, mental health mainly, because there is a high crisis in our city. And the list can go on and on.
Khalid Talib would be supportive of any one of those ideas. To him, it would be an act of redemption, a way to reassert the progressive ideals the building was meant to embody. He says it would also help him change his relationship to the building.
If I seen this building bustling, people happy, helping the community, then those feelings could go away. I don't have to be scared of a building.
In early March, the city is expected to release a report detailing a months-long community engagement process that's supposed to inform what happens to the roundhouse. And while demolition remains an option, it never came up during a recent meeting summarizing the results of that effort. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.